Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
ABC News political director Rick Klein joining us now on the line with so much to get to. Rick, thanks for being with us. I want to start, obviously, with the president's speech yesterday on COVID, introducing some sweeping vaccination mandates. And I want to get your opinion on this. You know, the question was raised, and I think it is legitimate because we all remember whether it was Cuomo here or Kamala Harris on a more national stage, saying that, you know, way back when, they wouldn't trust a vaccine made under the Trump administration, right? What if the former president had made the same mandates that we heard from Biden yesterday? What would the reaction be? And I'm only asking that because shouldn't the Biden administration be forecasting, you know, what the actual response from those who have kind of made it clear by now don't want the vaccine will be to what he's saying?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, I think the people who are unvaccinated right now are the least receptive to the messaging. And in fact, the calls online, at least, for resist the vaccine or defy the mandate are growing louder. There will be lawsuits. There will be defiance. I think a lot of it had to do with the perception of the business community. A lot of big companies have been looking for this kind of guidance from the government. They've been applauding the idea of being, having their hand forced, basically having the federal government take the blame for a policy decision that, that they think is the right one. The Biden White House recognizes this is not going to be particularly popular with a quarter of the population or so that is not vaccinated. But their view is that this minority cannot get kind of a special treatment for the role that they're playing in public health in making the majority sick. And the lack of patience that the president talked about is what drove this. And it is a reversal for him. He said not only what you referenced about the trust of the vaccine under Trump, but more recently said that a vaccine mandate was not the way to go. And Anthony Fauci said the same thing. And that now is the policy of the White House, and it stands in opposition to what the policy was before. The White House says it's because the circumstances have changed, but some things in terms of public behavior have not changed.
With pandemic politics, Rick, you know, we're going from hesitancy to hostility. How risky is this for Biden, who is already seeing the lowest approval numbers that he's had?
Well, it's a gamble that he can get those numbers to change, and that more broadly, he can be seen as the president who tackled and ended the pandemic. I think one recipe for political disaster would be if this pandemic lingers through the midterm elections or through the presidential election, God forbid. We saw how the toll it took on President Trump's approval ratings, and I think it's fair to say that President Biden, having come to office with a promise to end the virus, with the optimism that he had as recently as July around the prospects of ending the virus, if he's perceived as having failed in that task, then his political future is quite dim, and rightfully so, because it will be viewed as having failed in the most primary mission that you'd have of keeping the country safe. So that's why I think the stick instead of a carrot is the approach now. Other approaches have stalled, and this is seen as a way to finally make a dent into that big chunk of the population that refused to be vaccinated.
I think it's interesting what you said there of, you know, if the pandemic lingers, and that brings up the big question of, you know, what exactly is the pandemic? Where are we going to go? You'd be hard pressed to find a doctor who would say that, you know, COVID is going to go away forever, that we're going to vanquish the virus. But what we didn't hear from the president yesterday is what exactly is the ultimate goal? You know, what are we trying to do here? Are we trying to vanquish the virus? Are we trying to make it so it's, you know, no more deadly than the flu on a given year? Are, you know, that kind of end goal, it's still unstated and it's still creating a lot of confusion.
Yeah, I think you're right that it, you know, there's different ways to define that. Obviously, there are very few diseases in the history of mankind that you can say are 100% eradicated. Most of the most deadly ones are somewhat contained, and I think people would define it broadly as a way to get back to your normal life, that your kids can go to school without fear of infection, that you can go on about your life without things like masking or social distancing. That to me is some version of normalcy, but we haven't heard it explicitly. And I don't think it's something you reach numerically as much as you just reach it in terms of your risk tolerance and the way you behave and go on about your life, that you feel like things are, you know, as normal as they will be again. Because we won't get to a point where every single human is vaccinated or every single human is immune to this disease.
The mandate for federal workers, it was expected yesterday. It was the surprise was the executive order telling the Labor Department to have companies with more than 100 workers require the vaccine or do weekly testing. But I'm wondering, how soon could this be expanded, the federal part, to every organization that receives federal funding?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't know the legalities around that, but I know that there are requirements that are often placed on organizations that take federal funding, thinking about educational institutions, for instance, not-for-profits. I think one standard that is an important one from a public health perspective is that the federal employees depend on the federal government to keep it safe, to keep it protected. So extending this to contractors who've come into contact with federal employees makes a certain amount of sense. But it is possible, I suppose, that there could be an attempt to make this go bigger. There will also be multiple attempts to make this go smaller. I referenced those lawsuits. Several states have already said they're lining up the courthouse doors to try to challenge what President Biden is doing in court. It's possible that parts of this are struck down or limited in some way. But for now, at least, this is pretty sweeping. As you mentioned, maybe 100 million Americans impacted.
Rick, if we actually listen to the people that we're, you know, trying to reach here, one of the things they bring up all the time is natural immunity. It's something that's not controversial medically, but it seems to be never mentioned, and it's certainly never mentioned when we're talking about, you know, vaccination mandates. Other countries are including it in their vaccine passports even. Would it have gone a long way for Biden to, you know, not even go as far as to include it in a vaccine passport or something, but to just acknowledge it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those areas where the science is behind a little bit of the rhetoric, or maybe ahead of the rhetoric, and we haven't seen an adjustment from the president. And I don't know. I know the goalposts have shifted significantly. I've heard many Republican politicians say you can't have a mandate until there's full FDA authorization. And then when there's FDA authorization, they changed their tune entirely and said it was about civil liberties. So I don't know that there's anything that could have been said that changes the perceptions of this immediate move, but you're right that that's part of the way that other countries are handling this, that it so far has not been incorporated into what the United States is doing.
Rick, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks. Rick Klein, ABC News political director.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.